2021 was a hot year for IPOs broadly, market debuts really of all kinds. It seems like things are slowing down a little bit here thus far in 2022, just like we've seen market slow down a little bit in general. Let's talk more about the outlook for debuts. We're joined by Nelson Griggs. He's president at NASDAQ, and our Brian Sozzi, by the way, is at NASDAQ today, although as you can see, they're not in the same place. But in any case, Nelson,
not a TV trick.
Thanks for being here. So let's talk about the outlook for IPOs, because globally this year we have seen a drop, a pretty dramatic drop, in the number of announcements of IPOs that have priced. What do you think the year is going to look like? I mean, I guess it would be tough to live up to last year.
Well, yeah, I'd be surprised if we live up to last year anytime soon. But even before that, 2020 was real strong. So was 19. So we're obviously off to a slower start this year with really the backdrop being a very challenging overall market. I think any IPO is going to be looking at their public comps. There's a key indicator called the VIX, the volatility index. Anytime most IPOs, 90%. Go public when that's below 20. It's been ranging the 25-30 handle for the first month of the year. So yeah, just a lot of factors that say that there is investor sentiment that is not really ready to digest more public offerings. There is an ample pipeline. We have more companies today on file to go public. We did it this time last year. At the same time, I think we need to get the buy side to get more excited about new offerings.
When do you see things thawing out, Nelson? Is it a second quarter thing, or is it later in the year?
Yeah, we are, again, there's a great pipeline. So trying to predict that time is pretty tough, Brian. But I think you look at right now what investors are focused on. Their portfolios obviously got hit pretty hard in January. We're in peak earnings season now. So the buy side is very focused on digesting earnings calls and earnings reports to see how the overall market looks. And then you look at a key date is actually February 14th, where Q3 21 financials go stale for companies. So then they have to, you know, again, update their financials. So that takes us to the April timeframe. We do anticipate if we could get some stability in the markets that April, May, June could be fairly robust. Not so we're going to match last year's, but there is a number of companies that are we talk to regularly that are ready to go, assuming the conditions hold up. So I look a little bit more towards April, although we'll certainly see a few deals come out before then.
Hey, Nelson, I'm curious about the whole China market as well in terms of Chinese listings here in the U.S. Obviously, there have been some political crosswinds that have made it more difficult for Chinese companies to list. Do you think that spigot is off? Or do you think we could see a trickle here?
Yeah, I think the spigot is fairly off at the moment. You do need to, there's a lot of work being done at the governmental level. This would involve, you know, our government, our regulator, the SEC, the Chinese regulator, the CSRC. And really what they're discussing is access to companies and their financial reporting. And I think there's, again, very, very senior level discussions going on there. We're hopeful. Our job is to list high quality companies that are, you know, driving the future. That's always been our mandate at NASDAQ. We do think that on a global basis, we want to be as competitive as we can with other markets. But again, that's something I would say, Julie, you have a little bit of time for that to work its way through the system as the governments do their work.
And Nelson, if we're not going to get these buzzy IPOs coming from China, or at least at the frequency they had been, now, you have a global view. Where else might we see some upstart companies come to market? What other country?
Yeah, that's a great question, Brian. I think we are seeing, I think it's going to make up the full breadth of what was coming out of China, but we are seeing more companies come out of other parts of Southeast Asia, Singapore. We're seeing some certainly out of Australia in the healthcare space, as well as technology. And then for a long time, we've been very focused on, will there be an India pipeline to the U.S.? A lot of those companies do tend to stay domestically, although I'd say at this point, we're very optimistic that this could be I wouldn't call it a flood of companies, but I think we are at the precipice of seeing more companies out of India. So I think you have pockets across the world, and you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, you know, India and Canada. Last year was a big year for Canadian companies to list in the U.S. And again, we have a pretty steady flow out of Europe.
What does the buy side want to see? A lot of the companies that came public last year, Nelson, they've been underperforming in the marketplace. So those days of companies coming to market with large losses and no timeline on profits, are those done?
Well, I think saying anything's done is would be a pretty bold statement. I think we tend to see an over-rotation on both sides. And there probably was a bit of an over-rotation in terms of some of the valuations that were assigned to companies and their sales and long-term growth projections. And then, you know, you could see an over-rotation back the other way where investors do change their mind and focus much more on the earnings and short-term predictability. So I think we always have seen that. I've been with Nasdaq for 20 years, and we have seen many, many times where there's, again, an over-rotation on one side or the other. I would say that the, you know, solid companies that are attacking, you know, new markets with a really growth projections that the buy side can appreciate and digest, you know, are going to do just fine. So I think we're in a little bit of that period where everyone's trying to figure it out, and we know the buy side changes their mind and moves their goalposts regularly. And that's just a time where you think you have to look at the private markets and say, you know, what do private companies do? Do they extend their life cycle and stay private longer? What are those funding potentials on the private side? So I think that's a lot of the questions everyone's looking at right now and how long it takes to settle out.
Yeah, it's a tricky calculus for sure. Nelson, good to see you. Be well. Nelson Griggs, NASDAQ president.